8th grade history, April 6th through April 10th, Tuesday, April 7th. History Unit, Jacksonian Democracy. Lesson 2, Democracy versus Republican Forms of Government. Unit Overview, Jacksonian Democracy. Objective, be able to do this by the end of this lesson. Number 1. Distinguish between a democracy and a republican form of government, according to the Founding Fathers. Introduction to Lesson 2. In this lesson, we will review the preamble, the Pledge of Allegiance, and a section of the Constitution to highlight that our nation is, in fact, a republic. It is important to note the fundamental differences between a republic and a democracy, as we try to understand how President Andrew Jackson brings in a democratic age. The Democratic Party, during this time, will distrust a strong central government and favor states' rights in accordance with the 10th Amendment. The Democratic Party will be in favor of the common man being involved in as many political processes as possible. Therefore, although Jackson does not want to bring about a pure democracy, he and his party does bring democratic qualities to our republic. We will look at how our founding fathers understood democracy and republican forms of government as well. Overall, we want to make important distinctions between these two forms of government, and note that our nation is republican in form. Go to page 7. U.S. History Secondary Source, Reflections on Democracy versus Republican Forms of Government, by Mr. Myrano. Read and annotate the following text. Number the paragraphs on the left-hand side. There should be 7 total paragraphs. Given that we are entering the Jacksonian democracy, it is important to distinguish, or tell the difference, between a democracy and a republic as forms of government. It is an interesting question to ponder. Is the United States a democracy or a republic? Well, when we reflect upon the primary sources of the Founding Fathers, it is clear that in the Constitution, in their conversations with one another, and in their letters, that they were crafting a republic. In fact, the Founding Fathers did not want a democracy. Therefore, using Federalist Number 10 and quotes from several Founding Fathers, this will facilitate our understanding of democracy and republicanism. In Federalist Number 10, James Madison has a particular concept of democracy that he is arguing against. A pure democracy, according to Madison, is, quote, a society consisting of a small number of citizens who assemble and administer the government in person, end of quote. A pure democracy suggests that each citizen plays a role in the political processes and decision-making. Notice how Madison writes, quote, a small number of citizens, meaning that democracies, by their nature, must be small in population, because each person is to have to vote in deciding the laws proposed and passed, along with executing and judging the law. In addition, Madison writes in Federalist Number 10 that pure democracies have, quote, ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths, end of quote. A pure democracy is incapable of providing stability and order for its people. Remember, Madison is the gentleman scholar who researched written histories of government and taught Washington political theory before the Constitutional Convention. There is a kind of equality that democracy pursues that is virtuous. In the Declaration of Independence, it states, quote, all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. End of quote. And democracies tend to agree with these principles. Jackson, in seeking to bring in the common man into the federal government, is pursuing an equality that seems appropriate. The Founding Fathers made clear that an active and educated citizenry is necessary to keep a republic alive. A pure democracy, however, wants to make this equality of utmost importance, to the point that each and every citizen become involved in every political process of government. If each person carries the weight voting for every government action, then government action will only occur when a majority or a plurality wins. For the founders, democracy naturally lends itself to a might equals right mentality. This is why Jefferson famously wrote, quote, "A democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51 of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. Because in a democracy, majority rules." Benjamin Franklin famously wrote, quote, "Democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch." And John Adams famously said, quote, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself." Democracy seems to be, quote, "an empire of men rather than an empire of law." Democracy is not what the Founding Fathers sought after in creating our Constitution. Our Founding Fathers sought to create a republic. Notice how in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, the United States, quote, "shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government." There is no mention of the word democracy in the Constitution. Our Pledge of Allegiance, although written originally in 1892 and edited and instituted into flag code in 1954, states, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." We pledge to both the flag and our republic. The Founding Fathers would agree with this line of our Pledge of Allegiance. Finally, when Benjamin Franklin is famous when he was asked if the Constitution creates a monarchy or a republic. He responds, "A republic, if you can keep it." In Federalist 10, James Madison defines a republic as, quote, "a government in which the scheme of representation takes place," meaning that in a republic there is a structure where citizens vote for a small number of citizens, becoming government officials. A republic is unique in that people choose other people to rule over them in a political capacity, and this implies a kind of submission to laws. A pure democracy suggests that people submit to either their own wills or the will of the majority. These elected officials, according to Madison, will work to, quote, "refine and enlarge the public views by passing them through the medium of a chosen body of citizens, whose wisdom may best discern the best interests of their country, and whose patriotism and love of justice will be least likely to sacrifice it to temporary or partial considerations." In a republic, the governing body serves a check and balance system against the passions of the people. In a pure democracy, people's passions seem to rule. Whereas in an ideal republic, wisdom, patriotism, and a love for justice would rule through the laws crafted by discussion, by legislature, enforced by an executive, and evaluated by a judicial branch, each branch being independent of the other. Overall, the Founding Fathers argue that the United States is a republic. John Adams defines a republic as an empire of law and not of men, because it arranges the power of society in such a way to, quote, "secure an impartial and exact execution of the law," end of quote. A pure democracy seems to welcome chaos or mob rule, where the passions or majority would rule. A pure democracy may be described as, quote, "an empire of men rather than an empire of law." A republican form of government protects against that by allowing for these passions and majority to pass through a group of elected officials who will look to refine them toward the common good. The Founding Fathers did not want a democracy, and in fact, were wary of the dangers a democratic form of government had on its people. A republic, with its appeals to wisdom, discussion, and the common good, is the best form of government. P.S. Although we live in a republic, there is never a mention that a republic is a, quote, perfect government. No, quote-unquote, perfect form of government exists. It takes a people with a particular character and education to ensure that a republic remains, quote, an empire of law and not of men. As Washington mentioned, quote, "the best means of forming a manly, virtuous, and happy people will be found in the right education of you. Without this foundation, every other means, in my opinion, must fail. It is almost as if there were more schools that committed themselves to the earnest pursuit of the good, true, and beautiful, and that they will yield excellent citizens of a republic, because the focus of these schools is to develop virtuous young women and men who can tame their passions and align them with justice." Reflections on democracy versus republican form of government. Answer the following questions below using the secondary source, which you just listened to and read. Number one, is the United States a democracy or a republic? What in the Constitution gives evidence to your answer? Number two, how does Madison define a, quote, pure democracy in Federalist 10? Number three, how does Madison define, quote, a republic in Federalist 10? Number four, according to the founders, what would occur to people's passions in a democracy? Number five, what would occur to people's passions in a republic? Number six, in a republic, what work would elected officials be doing? Number seven, overall, what is the significant difference between a pure democracy and a republic? Use the answer key to check questions number 1 through 7 on pages 19 and 20. Use a red pen for corrections. This concludes the lesson for Tuesday, April 7th.